Have you ever heard God say something to you that seemed to make no sense? And you knew it was something excellent, but His words didn't seem to connect to anything you understood. That happened to me many years ago, and has happened many times since. But at that time, I didn't get it, so I put His words on the back burner for another day. Why? Because I know this to be true. God never tells us something for no reason, nor does He tell us stuff just so we can say, "I know." He tells us things to build us up and for the benefit of the body, to make us and others more fruitful. Everything He says is for a reason and purpose, and just because it doesn't seem to go anywhere in the moment, we can rest assured, one day, God will connect the rest of the dots, so to speak, and it will be an amazing aha moment, if you know what I mean. Many years ago, the Lord said to me, "The date is today, the time is now. This is what we're doing, and forward is the way we're going." I struggled, trying to understand it, but what He was getting at seemed very elusive. Of course, I understood the words, but they just seemed to go in a circle a little. It was sort of like saying, if you do, you do, and if you don't, you don't. At the moment, you're left thinking to yourself, "Say what?" Anyway, you get my point, I'm sure. Reiterating a little, at the time it was almost an obscure thing to say, a silly-sounding sentence of nothingness. But in the last few years, I've realized there really was something to it. What He said addresses a specific part of a season today, the specific moment of the season now. He's addressing what is being done, as in doing what is in front of us to do. He's pointing out the direction of His actions in us, which is forward, all while being in our season of where God has us. Yet it's still a little general sounding, isn't it? What is your heading? Are you more concerned about your ministry launch date than your relationship with Jesus? Which is more important to you? So many people are incredibly concerned about not knowing their God-designated direction. But I must add, I believe many have far more directions than they realize. Maybe becoming awake in Christ is more God's point than actually having a blueprint of your calling. I'm Social Porter, and this is Outposts, semi-live from the late evening cascading banks of the Ocklawaha River. When you turn off the main road and go all the way to the end, at the bend of the river up against the old growth tree line, is a fine cafe called Outposts, a place of contemplative conversation and cool jazz. Tonight is acoustic night. All performances are out on the large, gracious deck overlooking the river. It's a beautiful evening, but then at Outposts, every evening is pleasant. As we make our way into our time this evening, I'll be your host, and I hope you enjoy the virtuoso performances along with tonight's topic. What is your heading? What's your direction? Are you waiting on the call of God to make a move? Maybe He's waiting on you to make a move. And what does the call of God look like anyway? Thanks for being with me, and I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Matthew 6:34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. I think that is what is meant by the date is today. In other words, be where you are today and don't sweat tomorrow so much that you become riddled with anxiety over what might or might not happen. It's all too easy to get lost in the whirlpool of yesterday or get caught up in the swirl of tomorrow and not be in the room for today. The Lord spoke something to me. He said, most people spend an inordinate amount of time in yesterday or tomorrow, lost in the serpentine, twisting mists of fading yesterday, what was, and are bewildered at the possibilities of tomorrow, or what will be. We worry so much about everything, and even when we think we are trusting God and not worrying, often at our foundation we are still wrestling with tomorrow. The date is today. We are here and now. Today is the specific part of the season you're in. It may be you are in a desert place and have been for a while, or maybe it's a season of favor and prosperity, or a time of storms where you are growing by leaps and bounds, but so uncomfortable. Regardless of the season, which could be in days or years, today is the specific date of that season. In other words, whatever God brings to your hand today, that is what you do. Don't focus on the storm clouds or the howling wind, and I know, when it seems the storm is howling and the water is flooding your boat, it's really hard not to focus on what might happen. But Jesus is saying, focus on me today. Not yesterday, which is gone, or tomorrow, which isn't here yet. The date is today, and the time is now. God beckons us to be in today, this time, and in the moment, divided time with Him, working in today in His purposes, speaking His peace today for those whose yesterday was so terrible they feel they have no tomorrow. Today and now. Listen to what God says and consider. Think about it, and roll it around in your thinking until you understand His intent for today and now. Psalm 50, verse 15. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Straight away, the sense of the time is now means at the present time or moment. And in this case, there is an adverb of date, the word now, and a noun, the word time, as in when. Let us not only view the idea of time as something passing and we are slowly passing away with it, but more seeing it as a sign and an opportunity of grace, with the Greek idea of opportunity as a starting point. The word now is an opportunity or starting point to have great grace in the face of an unmerciful world in its last harsh breaths, and our presenting it with the opportunity for salvation by the hand of Christ. I believe the Lord means more than just chronos time with respect to a clock, but in the sense of God's now, which is kairos time, as in a decisive moment, precisely at the most opportune minute, the exact time a decision must be made concerning a critical situation. God time is not a perchance time or something that happens merely considered as fortunate, but God time is an exact and conscious definitive action. Additionally, God's now includes kaironomia, which is a very interesting word meaning in the moment there is the will to create. Those are moments of indeterminate time in which something special happens, powered by the Holy Spirit. The date is today, the time is now, not later, not a historical time, but now time is a conscious, definitive action. I like that, don't you? Kaironomia. In the moment, there is the will to create. In the Old Testament, God made himself known as God of the now. In the New Testament, he continued to make himself known as God of the now. And today, he is still our very present help in our time of need by making himself known as our God of the now. The Lord said in Exodus 3:14, "Tell them I am has sent you." Now check it out. I am is present tense. He is God of now. The date is today, and the time is now. Do you get it? Consider then, God is busy bringing things to pass. Now, he comforts, encourages, teaches, and equips. Jesus said, "I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day." The date is today, and the Lord is also God of the now. Don't get me wrong here, there is a place for the past. It can be full of good memories, and it can be used as a learning experience. But now, the present is good for making the most of life, whether you are in a position to make lemonade or are empowered to do great things. Many people in church are living in the past. They look to the cross and only see a suffering Savior. They keep him on the cross because they can manage him there. He forgives them their sins when they need him to, and he doesn't get in the way of their lives. To them, he's more a resource held only to the outer edge revolving around themselves than he is the center of their lives and they revolve around him. Many read only the comfortable verses. In their minds, it sets the grace in which we hope in some future revelation of Jesus. For them, God is either back there or somewhere up ahead. But I don't think the revelation is just future. God will not be nailed up to some cross and forgotten by his people. He is God of now.
Thank you.
The date is today, the time is now. This is what we're doing. What is this? Many times, for me at least, this is a vague word in my vocabulary, and I often get called on it because I reference something which is specific by calling it this or that, and usually no one knows what I'm talking about. But here, it means the thing or idea that is present or near in place, time, or thought. To say, this is what we're doing, means we do what God has brought to our hands to do, taking action in the present, and we won't deviate from our task, keeping our focus until we are released to do something else. In other words, as in Colossians 3:23-24, whatever you do, do it with all your heart, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Now these words speak of the very attitude by which we live and how we approach any task in life. The phrase is, this is what we're doing, is action. Living and doing life as unto the Lord in all we do, in all we say, is largely about attitude. And that's attitude as in the pitch and yaw of our heart, or how we lean in our hearts towards God, which starts with intent. A bit of trivia here. The first letter in the Hebrew alphabet is Aleph, and along with one of the several literal meanings, it means the sound you make before you make a sound, which would be intent. According to Revelation 2:23, God knows our most subtle intentions. He said, I am He who searches the minds, the thoughts, feelings, and purposes, and the inmost hearts. With all my heart, as best I can muster strength, I work to do what God brings to my hand. Sometimes what He brings to my hand can take several years. Other times it is only minutes. Regardless, it is all a valuable work unto the Lord, large or small. I used to be concerned with what my ministry was, but as the years have gone by, my ministry consists more of whatsoever God brings me to today. My ministry begins when I wake up and ends when I go to sleep, and honestly, I don't concern myself much anymore with wishing I knew what my ministry was. First in my heart is a continuous upward pointing to God and His sovereignty, and everything else is secondary. I serve the Lord first, foremost, and last. Forward, moving toward what is ahead or in front. Philippians 3:13-14. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. The date is today, the time is now. This is where we are, and this is what we're doing. Forward is the way we're going. As for yesterday, that was then, and this is now. Paul encourages us to live as Christians in the same manner, throwing away our old way of living and moving ahead into our new life of obedience to God and faith in Jesus Christ. Like the Israelites moving into the Promised Land, we can actively come into the likeness of Christ for the purpose to destroy the wickedness in our lives, or we can simply settle down and live with it.
Oh, well, I might as well get used to the darkness. That's just the way it is.
No, it's not. To move in and possess the new life, we must drive out the old thoughts and practices to make room for the new. It requires persistence and a willingness to pursue a growing abhorrence of evil. God is dynamic. He is always moving forward. And I think that if anyone seems to believe they are standing still, in reality they are going backwards because God is always moving forward. All this time later, I realize I'm living in God's statement to me of 18 years ago. The date is today, the time is now, this is what we're doing, and forward is the way we're going. That was then, and this is now. I suppose it wasn't nearly as nonsensical as I thought at the time. Has God spoken to you? And what exactly did he say? Are you living in today, the now of life? Are you taking action, putting your hand to the plow of what God has brought to you? And are you moving forward? If we can't answer a solid yes to those questions, then we need to be asking the Lord, what can you and I do to change my situation? Then, listen. Please listen. The answer is there. Guaranteed. Think about it. It has been another wonderful evening here at Outposts, enjoying Acoustic Night, which only happens on every fourth Friday of the month. Be encouraged. Yahweh is for us. He's on our side. Gather your thoughts. Let yesterday become the past and trust God for tomorrow. Be in today, in the now, with our Lord and God of now, and set your feet moving forward. Hidden in every moment is the opportunity where change is possible. I'm Social Porter, and tonight's program of Outposts has also been sponsored by God Almighty Himself, brought to you fresh each morning by the Kingdom of God. Living in His Name Ministries, Area 22 Guitars, Werner Graphics, where the Kingdom of God is artistically brought to life, and Jeff and Karen at Trinity Bakers, where there's always something good in the oven. Music was by Alex DeGrassi, Jeff Titus, Sal DiMiola, Keith Jarrett, Michael Hedges, the Acoustic Jazz Quartet, and WG Snuffy Walden. All music use is licensed by BMI. Well, now, the date is today, and the time is now. This is what we're doing, and forward is the way we're going. Thanks for joining me here, and I'll meet you again next week. Amen and amen.